Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to kick off this week by talking about rural health care. We talked about it a little bit last week. You had a recent hearing of the policy committee to talk about this. What is the details? What are the latest that you have, and how are we addressing rural health care in PA?
Last week, I took part in a House Republican Policy Committee hearing in Indiana County to talk about the future of rural health care. The hearing outlined a wide range of issues and challenges that we face, but also put the spotlight on Indiana Regional Medical Center's residency program and their proposed College of Osteopathic Medicine at IUP, which could make a big difference in expanding the pipeline for rural physicians. During the hearing, I asked the representative from the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania how we can ensure the nearly $200 million in federal money that's coming to Pennsylvania, that we're getting maximum benefit from that and truly supporting rural health care by making sure that it gets to where it's needed the most. So I think it's important that we spend that money wisely and certainly want to make sure that we're getting the most bang for our buck, because this issue is so important.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is that we're returning to Harrisburg for session. There's a lot going on. We had one session day last week and a full slate in the coming week. What are you looking forward to?
Well, the House was back in session this week, and it was the first session week of the new year. There's a number of priorities that I see that I really want to focus on in the coming session. Number one being healthcare access that we just spoke about. Healthcare in rural Pennsylvania is a critical issue for us, and certainly access to healthcare is critical in rural areas. So continuing the focus on rural healthcare issues is a top priority for me. In addition, we're going to be focusing on a number of issues related to energy development. I serve as Republican chair of the House Energy Committee, and we all know that we have many challenges with energy, but we have many opportunities also. Pennsylvania is an energy powerhouse, and we have historically produced way more energy than what was even needed in our state. And now we're in a situation where energy demand is growing, but supply has dipped. And we need to get back to policies that actually promote energy production, real baseload energy production. And that's what's going to help our Commonwealth be successful, because that will meet our demand issues. It will strengthen our grid, and it will ultimately lower the cost of energy across the Commonwealth. So that's what I'm going to be focused on. And we have a whole host of other issues supporting emergency responders, fighting for rural schools and education opportunities. So we have a full plate of issues for this particular session, and I'm looking forward to tackling these issues.
And of course, this week we're going to hear from the governor, his budget proposal, wish list, you might say. What do you expect to hear?
Well, Governor Shapiro is going to deliver his 26-27 state budget address to a joint session of the General Assembly this coming week. It's going to be held on Tuesday, February 3rd. The House will go into session at 11 a.m. that day, and then shortly thereafter, the governor's budget address will follow. The budget address will stream live at www.pahousegop.com. We're looking forward to what the governor might say, but it's important to point out that this is just a starting point for the budget process. This is the governor coming before the House and Senate and giving his proposal. And we all know that Governor Shapiro likes to spend a lot of money, and so I'm sure this budget will be no different. But it is the start of the process, and then the House and Senate afterward will start appropriations hearings looking at the details of what's been proposed and also looking at where money was spent in the current fiscal year. So it's really part of the process as we focus on a final budget before June 30th. And my focus is going to be a fiscally responsible budget that respects the taxpayers that foot the bill.
And finally, Representative, I understand that you have a opening for employment in one of your offices. What are the details?
Well, I'm looking for a motivated, community-minded individual that might be interested in joining my staff. We have an opening at the Kane Legislative Office. Jill Grush, who has been a very dedicated staff person for 30 years, has decided that she wants to retire. So anyone who is interested in working at the Kane office should reach out to my office if they're interested in being considered.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.